Number 2, The Greater Works of Christ from The Two Mysteries by Samuel Frelick. Now, since there is no other way of receiving Christ in this world except through his representative, the Holy Ghost, all who cannot receive this spirit of sanctification because of their unbelief do not only in reality reject Christ, even though they seem to acknowledge him according to the letter, but they are also in a condition to blaspheme the selfsame Holy Spirit of God. For even as the Pharisees fell into this sin when they defamed the works of Christ, calling them works of Satan, just so, and even more so, in our times, all those fall into the selfsame sin who defame and, what is still more, ascribe to Satan as to God, the far greater works of Christ which he is doing from the glory with the Father through his representative on earth. They blaspheme the Spirit of Christ and his witnesses of the truth in his works in those who through their, i.e. the witnesses' words, have become faithful unto him and converted from the darkness into his marvelous light. As the soul is of far greater value than the body, so are the works of Christ, which through his word of grace and his spirit of glory he now does unto those who receive him, greater than all the works he did when he lived on earth unto those that were physically ill. They all are enlightened by Christ and arise from the dead, that is, from the death in which the world lies buried, and in which it ripens without repentance and belief to meet the day of judgment and eternal death. But what has righteousness in common with unrighteousness, or light with darkness, and what concord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has he that believes with an infidel, and what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For those in whom the Spirit of Christ dwells are the temple of the living God, and by their heavenly calling are bound to go out from among the idolaters and cleanse themselves from the vessels of dishonor and wrath, which on the day of the wrath of God shall be broken to shivers as the vessels of a potter. Esau, Edom, as contrasted with the blessed Israel, in the Old Testament the pretender to the blessing of the birthright, but rejected as a fornicator and profane person, is the type of the false Christianity in the New Testament, which sells and forfeits its birthright in heaven for the red pottage of earthly pleasure and honor, and in return receives a bloody red judgment for its fornication and ungodliness.